This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits. Few people would agree to a Sunday session with Billy Brownless.
Watch you back at the buffet, by the way.
But Limo is not very few people.
I'm a very brave broadcaster.
Now, Billy and Limo take you through their best stuff from this week.
Oh, that was good. Great gold stuff.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
Hey, Bill, I've been in this show for 3 weeks now. Have you heard from JB at all?
Not once, Limo. Not once. He's too big for us. Oh, Flogsville himself. But this week, we did see a few holiday snaps on his Instagram page. So we let the Rush Hour family loose on him. And Rosie Walton will join us with some fantastic feedback on Jing.
Plus, on my recent trip to Tassie, I learned that my good mate Mary Watts hates something that I thought everyone loved. We'll explore that soon.
And I see the West Coast Eagles might be going back in time, maybe to when they won more than two games a year. Oh, they'll love that over there. But we'll chat about footy in the good old days.
And next, I think the Kangas are on the bounce back, Bill. This could be a good year for them. So let's chat to one of their stars, Cam Zuha.
Don't go too far away.
Sit, stay, and listen.
There's plenty more of Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday sessions still to come.
I feel good!
North Melbourne kick off their season against the GWS Giants, and we're joined by their spearhead and good friend of the show, Cam Zuha.
Flunks it out of defensive 50. Oh! Big Zoo! Humongous climb!
Pressure does well, picks up speed.
He's the best tackler ever, Howard. Zuha snuck out the back, dodges two, just about the finish, and he was never missing that.
There he is, Cam Zuha. You have got a good name for the commentators, I got to say.
Yeah, I think some of them find it pretty hard to pronounce, though.
Oh, Jim likes it.
He likes adding Jim's a bit to the ha.
Have you seen Jim's latest Instagram post?
Yeah, I flicked on Instagram this morning and saw him upload the honeymoon pictures.
Got the doll in his arms, and then he's got his shirt off, giving the peace sign. He's not right.
I reckon that shirt should stay on.
Oh, it's got to stay on.
And he also attempted to hide the fact that was some sort of... He's got some deal going on up there, surely. Lizard Island, so beautiful.
But Jim, leave a shirt on. Skinny little rake. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Eighth
I'm good,
year. Bill. Eighth pre-season, is it?
Yeah. Jeez, I'm getting old, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah, I know.
How's the body? A few more tats on it.
Got a couple over the break, which was nice.
How many you reckon you got in total now?
Oh, jeez. It'd be in the 50s, I think.
Little.
In the 50s. Yeah. Are there any? So you got quite a few speckled around the place. Are there any that you look at now and go, stuff that one up?
Yeah, probably Luke McDonald's name. Yeah, but he's my captain, so I've got to say.
So you're not going to get that one lasered off just yet?
Oh, not yet. Nah.
How's training going too, under the great man, of course?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Games are coming around. We played an inter-club last Wednesday.
How'd you go?
Not bad.
Where did you play? Because you were a bit of a spearhead, kicked 20 goals, but then you went in the midfield and you're going all right in there too.
No, I played forward on Wednesday.
Right.
Which was nice. Stayed in the forward line, me and Nick.
Oh, Nico.
Yeah,
Silver
he's
Lucky.
A superstar, isn't he?
He is.
He's a superstar.
It reminds me of Brownless and that boy.
Which one's the zoo?
Well, you or me.
Yeah. Yeah, I got hair though.
It's going back. Oh, Clarko, tell us about Clarko, because a lot of, you like him.
I love him.
I played against him and he gets down to Geelong a bit. He's actually a good, fun fella.
Yeah, he's fun. He's a different cat, and he's always got some silly gag that goes nowhere with the boys. But
everyone laughs
because they have to. But
has he brought out the guitar yet and sung a few tunes for you?
No, he hasn't. I didn't know he could sing.
No, he can't.
Well, he can't. That's the problem. But Hawthorn, on more than one occasion, he got the guitar and cracked out. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Cracked out a couple of tunes for the boys.
Yeah, he's invited me down to the farm a couple of times, but no, he hasn't got the guitar out yet. So I might have to ask him to get it out.
He cares about his players. He really does. He's very caring.
100%. He's probably, he's so caring. Like, he's always offers up things and his farm to some of the boys, which is good. So, yeah.
He would absolutely do anyone. Do anything. He'd do anything for anyone.
How well do you know him?
He'd do anything for anyone. God almighty.
Has this pre-season been...
If I hung around Brownless long enough, it would start...
Good, something. It took about 3 years with Jim, and now it's only taken you 3 weeks.
You've got a hidden skill, and that's cooking. Yeah. Cam Zerha, I believe, and you've got an Insta page at Bulls Cooking.
Yep, that's the one.
Tell us about it. What goes on there?
I've had it for a while now. Been like 3 years now. And just obviously I have a big passion for food and cooking, and I just document some of my cooking that I make.
So what's your go-to dish? You got a couple of the boys are coming home for dinner.
The boys love a steak, obviously. Yes. So I got a while back, but got an Argentinian grill. Mm. And just slap a few ribeyes on there, tomahawks. T-bones, whatever you want, really.
Beautiful. And chips, that's it.
No chips, just obviously salad.
A healthy salad, Bill. Come on. Yeah. Now, what if someone special was coming over and you want to impress?
This happens a lot.
Last time you came in, you might have cooked a chicken the night before. Is that right?
Yeah. I think I did, actually. But maybe like a crab ravioli or something I'd make.
Would you?
Yeah, from scratch I'd make it. Yeah.
Well done. Weren't you going to open a burger shop?
I did a burger pop-up a couple of months ago, just before the grand final last year.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Yeah, good. Had about 120 people come.
Nice.
Sold out, which is good. Fair few drinks sold. It was a good night.
Good work.
Went really well. So
another one popping up soon? Or?
Haven't planned one yet, but I wouldn't mind doing one mid-season in that bye break. We'll have a weekend off. Maybe do a pop-up at a winery or something out the Yarra Valley would be good.
Ooh, nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Cam Zerha, we love your work.
All
the best to the Kangas this year. Thanks for coming in the studio. We appreciate it. All the best with the next pop-up too. When's that going to happen?
Hopefully the bye. I'll let you know.
Keep us posted.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LISTNR.
Limo, you've noticed something over in the West.
I have indeed. The West Coast Eagles' new chief executive, Don Pike.
Yes.
Bill.
Good man. The Pikelet.
The Pikelet. He says the club is in discussions about bringing back the traditional pre-game banner, which they did away with for a while there over West. And also...
And the inflatable eagle thing.
Blow-up eagle. Mm. Who else does that? Brisbane have got the...
They used to.
Like a blow-up race type thing, didn't they? That they'd run through.
Yeah. Like a lion.
Down there. But anyway, they want to bring back the traditional pre-game banner.
Yes.
And also they're going back to their original club song because they fancied it up a bit with Birds of Tokyo. Our colours share the West Coast sky. Our will to win will never die. And that's kind of the original song.
That's the original. Yeah. I mean, the original sort of sounds a bit...
This is a better song. The problem is you haven't heard it for the last three years.
We haven't heard it much lately. You know it's a worry when the lyrics have to be written on the whiteboard and held up for the players.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not having too many wins. Anyway, over West, they're bringing a few things back. So, Bill, we thought we'd ask the question, on 133353, what would you like to see the AFL bring back? I've got a couple of suggestions for you. What about $1 full-strength beers? Would we be in favour of that? No. You're saying no.
Oh, mate. I mean, and you can buy 10 at a time.
Hey, Rabs, you had a good one earlier.
Yeah, I want the goal umpires to wear the long white coat and the floppy hat
and
again.
Yes. Oh, that was good. Yeah.
That was an A-grade. What about muddy suburban ground? Yep. I would like Heritage Round should be played, Bill, on muddy suburban grounds.
Oh, like old Fitzroy there and St Kilda. Yes. St Kilda was always,
St Kilda. Oh, Victoria Park.
Victoria Park. Mm. Cadinia. Oh, no, it's still the same.
Right in Noble Park. What would you like the AFL to bring back?
Limo, very good afternoon there. I just think that Channel 7 should just bring back the footy for one time. They bring Bruce McAvaney and Dennis Cometti to call a Friday night game of footy. We've got all these rounds throughout the whole year with all the different themes. Bring them back. Brilliant stuff. Yes. Right through the roof.
Rod, what about you do it in Heritage Round and Sandy they call Roberts. The Friday night game?
Sandy Roberts. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bruce and Dennis. Just, they're the best.
Bruce and Dennis on a Friday night. Yep. Magnificent.
That would be,
that's a good one, Rod. Well
it'd
done.
It'd be delicious.
You've seen me a perfect now.
Hashem's on the road. Hashem, what would you like the AFL to bring back, or your team for that matter?
Good afternoon, guys. I know I'm not a Geelong fan, but as of this year, they should bring back their navy blue shorts. They should wear that for every home game.
Spot on, Hashem. I like this because this annoys a few of us Geelong supporters.
This annoys, annoys me from the opposition even. I mean, I'm a St Kilda fan and bring on round one, by the way, Billy.
Yes.
Starting from round one, from that opening... navy blue shorts for every home game. Even if it's against Carlton and Collingwood, navy blue shorts for every home game. Not only...
Tell him, shut him down.
There you go, Bill.
Because you know why? Because we wear white shorts and at home.
Hang on, so do you wear white shorts home and away?
A lot of the time.
Same as Sydney.
So
why don't you wear blue shorts at home?
I don't know. It's a very good point. Is he still talking, by the way, Hashem?
Yeah.
You know what else? Essendon should have red shorts. Remember they used to wear the red shorts?
They look shocking.
No, they were good.
No, bring back red shorts for Essendon. Yeah. I like it. And black shorts for away. Yeah. Red for home. Thanks, Hashem. Good call. Strong call there. Let's go to Anne-Marie in Beaconsfield. What should they bring back, Anne-Marie?
Anne-Marie?
Hi, guys. I think definitely the Men for All Seasons calendar.
Oh, Bill, did you ever feature in the Men for All Seasons?
Well, funny you should ask that. I think I was February or something.
Were you?
But it wasn't the body. It was just my shoulders in the pool with goggles on my forehead. So you couldn't see the receding hairline.
We might have to find that and put it on socials, I think.
Oh, no, it's a good-looking... You would have bought that calendar with me in it, Anne-Marie?
I don't think my dad would let me stick it up on my wall.
Let's go to Andrew in Knoxville. What should they bring back, Andrew?
They should bring back the reserves before the seniors so you can work out who's getting in and who's going out.
Yes.
And also you can see the youngsters that are on your list.
Spot on.
Standing ovation.
Very
you,
good
Andrew.
By you.
Yes.
Exactly. To see the kids come through, all that. It's great.
But, Bill, you played in the glory days when it was 19s, reserves.
Yeah.
And then seniors.
Exactly right.
So you got to see everything that's going on.
If you played 19s, you had to get up early.
It was an early start, wasn't it?
The ground was chopped up a bit.
By the time you got
out there. I remember watching Ken Hinckley play in the reserves. Oh, he could do things. Take hangers, have four bounces, kick goals. Right. He was a superstar, Kenny.
And I reckon it put a little extra spring in your step. If you're in the resis and you're at the G and there's already 30,000 there. Mm.
And you go down, the twos have done it. They've got up. Why can't we?
Here we go. Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
Right now, for the first time in a little while...
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Oh, welcome into the studio.
Hi.
Hello.
Had to run in here. I'm very excited.
Yes.
Some photos emerged. Hello. And I heard you talking about this yesterday on the Rush Hour.
Really?
Silly Jim that does the peace sign with no shirt on in Lizard Island. That's the worst photo you've seen. Nearly the worst photo we've seen Jim take. I think it is.
This will get back to him.
Good. He's a flog.
He's had a shocker, though.
What did you think, Hose, when you saw it?
It's a bit embarrassing.
I like that.
I was slightly jealous. You know, I'd like to be on a beach holiday. None of us can afford that, though.
Yes, no. Not up there.
For people who, I mean, he's done a deal. I mean, you can tell.
Lisa, the better half.
The better half would have pulled something together. Well, I love the music that he attached to the clip as well.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Oh, what's this? Yeah. Which I believe, is that Jim's theme music, Bill?
That's it, when he comes into the room here every day. But he's got his shirt off, which he should never do.
Oh, he's in the water.
Yeah, but don't get photoed with it. Go under the water. And then he's got those aviators on. Oh, he's annoying sometimes, really.
How are you going to cope when he's back in a week and a half?
Well, we just get through. We don't talk. We're not friends.
Just battle on through.
So James put these photos up on his Instagram, but Beersy, I'm assuming it was Beersy, it wouldn't have been Jasper because he doesn't do anything.
That was Beersy.
That was Beersy.
Yes.
Oh, and Jasper's not listening. I would have said it to his face anyway. Yeah. But Beersy's put all these, using the photo of James where he's got the two fingers up, peace sign style, which you thought was stupid.
It is.
Mm. And Beersy's put James in other situations around the world, so the Eiffel Tower
and Taylor Swift.
Tay-tay.
All these things. Yep. And haven't the family loved it?
They are good.
Just some feedback.
Clears a throat.
Cal Butler. Someone asked Jim, "Hey Jim, how many days do you actually work each year?" Because he has to hold two fingers up.
Please sign up too. Good work.
Blake Mack, "Hey Jing, what's Fats IQ?" Two. Oh,
yeah, no.
Oh, not as funny?
You didn't have to read that. Right. No.
Maurice is asking, "How many inches?"
Two.
Oh, we like
this is
that.
Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff from the family.
Oh, they're clever.
Somebody called Billy's Adventure says, "Who drinks white wine in the ocean for..." I can't swear, can I?
No.
Massive flog areas, Jimbo. Yes. Jimbo. Yeah.
Jimbo. Jimbo.
Adam Steger says, if you put flog into Google, I'm sure this picture will be there.
Yes, that was good.
Andrew Holmes says, more holidays than Madonna. Dead set bludger.
dead bludger.
Bludger. I haven't heard bludger for a while. Michael Parker says, that's cock to me.
Oh, we like that.
Jerry Diggler says, no Riz here, here, no Riz.
Yes, because he thinks he's got Riz, yes.
But he doesn't. But there's a photo that I might share on the Instagram page from Damon, who said, after yesterday's and today's show and Bin's calling Jing a flog, I couldn't help myself but make this. Because you were talking about the equestrian rider who was wearing a mankini. And you reminded everybody that James wore a mankini on the footy show.
That's right.
So Beersy style, Damo has put James's head with the two fingers up in the mankini from the footy show. Oh, good work, Damo.
He actually walked onto stage in that when he was president at North.
See, I'm looking at the picture now of him in the mankini. He stuffed something down the front there, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He's packaged
actually,
himself up.
Socks.
Oh, he did.
He did. He really did.
North socks?
Big woolly socks.
Explorers.
Explorers, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm zooming in. He could have trimmed around the edges too. If you don't
well, it's back in the day. And you had a couple of spider's legs hanging out.
Wallies.
What's it?
The koala ears.
He's got Guy Sebastian down his pants.
We on air?
Someone called Jim's mowing.
Jim's mowing, yeah.
That's it.
There we
go. Well done, Hose.
Okay, good stuff, Hose. Is he coming back in how long?
Allegedly, Monday week.
Yeah.
Monday week. Right, okay.
Can you just be on standby, though?
I'll be waiting. Call me.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host, Limo.
Bill, on the weekend, I was chatting with, did a gig with Merrick Watts, as I mentioned, down in Launceston.
Yes, the car, couldn't start the Tesla.
Grapes of Mirth.
Couldn't start the Tesla.
What do you call it?
Grapes of Tesla.
Tesla, yes.
The Tesla.
Yep.
Mez, in conversation on Saturday night, said to me, I said something about Seinfeld. He goes, nah, don't rate it. Never liked it.
Mm.
I said, what?
Yes.
Seinfeld?
I like it.
I've never in my life met anyone who doesn't love the TV show Seinfeld. And he's like, nah, don't rate it, not into it.
Mm. Yeah, good. I've never watched it.
You've never watched Seinfeld?
No. Like, bits, I've never watched it from the start to the finish, right. One episode, no.
Well, it's one of the greats for me. So that's led us to today's question, which is,
what
do you dislike that everyone else loves?
Oh.
What or who? I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
You dislike Matt Damon?
I dislike Matt Damon.
Yes.
How? Why?
You heard me correctly.
Why?
It turned for me when he started doing those crypto ads. Remember he's doing crypto ads?
Mm.
Fortune favours the brave was the big thing, trying to convince people to buy crypto. Oh. Let me give you some maths. When he started doing those ads in October 2021, Bitcoin was at $60,000.
Yes.
Right? So he's going buy, fortune favours the brave. 2 months later, you know what Bitcoin was at?
It wasn't that.
$20,000. A third.
So are you speaking through the hip pocket? because you bought big.
No, I didn't buy any, right. But I bet he pocketed plenty. And he goes, oh, no, but I got all the, and this is true. He goes, no, all the money I got, I gave to charity. Oh. Yeah, what about all the money that everyone lost because they invested because you told them to your tool?
What about rabbits? You've got something weird.
I really, really dislike tomato sauce. I can't have it.
Say that again.
I do not like tomato sauce.
That's not,
on
no,
anything.
I'm not having that, Rabs. Well, everyone loves tomato sauce.
Well, not what clearly
you,
not everyone.
So if you get a snag in bread, what do you put on it?
Nothing.
Do you have barbecue sauce?
No.
Do you have lasagna? Wow. What do you put on it?
Well, that's different. That's passata. That's tomato paste and tomato sauce are different.
No, I put tomato sauce on. I love tomato sauce.
On lasagna?
Yeah.
Troy in Wheelers Hill, what do you dislike that everyone else loves?
Cheese on a cheeseburger, on a burger.
Cheese.
Melted cheese on a burger is terrible.
That's why
the Whopper comes without cheese.
Oh, there it is. There you know who agrees with you on that one, Troy? My 7-year-old son.
Don't
he
like
can't stand cheese on the burger.
But melted
Clever
cheese.
Thank you, Troy. Luke, good morning, good afternoon. What do you hate that everyone else loves?
Yeah, good morning, boys. unpopular because it's Triple M, but Metallica.
Oh.
We got any?
We have heaps, but yeah.
Someone could be driving off the road right now, Luke.
Exactly.
What is it about Metallica you don't like?
They're just shit, mate. They're not good.
You should be a music reviewer.
Too loud or what?
No, not too loud. It's just crap.
Righto.
I don't know. It's just something about it.
Righto.
Tim in Kyabram, what do you hate that everyone else loves?
Boys, I have no way enjoyed the show Friends.
Did you still watch Friends, did you? That is controversial.
Nah, couldn't get my head around it. They had fake laughs on the show, and then obviously that bloke in America passed away, you know, a little while ago, and everyone was devastated. I don't even know who he was.
Matthew Perry's a big thing.
That's him.
That's him. So you never watched it, Timmy?
No. Mate, if you walk into a room and it's on, walk straight back in.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Tim. This is what we're looking for. Christine in Strathmore, what do you hate that everyone else loves?
Hi, guys. I don't like avocado.
Oh, now that is controversial.
I can understand that.
People love it just on toast. And what's wrong with it, Christine?
I just don't like the taste. The texture's revolting. It's just so overrated.
I'll tell you what, you're saving a bit of money there hating avocados, by the way, Christine.
I think I am. I'll stick to the veggie mine.
Yeah. And Jimmy in Rosedale.
Oh, Jimmy.
How you going there, boys?
Now, we're going to ask you this question. What do you dislike that everyone else loves?
I hate Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
No.
Did you watch the first few early episodes?
No, I didn't, mate.
I was trying to watch
a bit of it. And I thought it was not too bad until the bloody dragon started flying around.
Oh, yeah,
that took it to another level, didn't it? You know, Jimmy, with Game of Thrones, I was watching it with my wife and I watched the first two episodes and I thought, can you introduce any more characters into this?
Mm-hmm.
It was the most confusing thing I've ever seen.
There's a bit going on too.
There's a fair bit going on there,
especially when it got to the intimate scenes.
Well, and then that witch they tried to burn. She walked out. It was all right early, and then I dropped off it a bit. The skeletons or whatever they couldn't kill, they were a bit.
The White Walkers?
Yeah, the White Walkers. But you couldn't kill them. It's off.
It makes for an unfair fight.
How good is Bill's synopsis? Couldn't kill them, piss off.
And then they dragged the dragon out of the water, remember? He got it going.
Right.
Just fired it up again.
JB, Billy and Limo. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Very few people would agree to a Sunday session with Billy Brownless.
Watch you back at the buffet, by the way.
But Limo is not very few people.
I'm a very brave broadcaster.
Now, Billy and Limo take you through their best stuff from this week.
Oh, that was good. Great gold stuff.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session. On Triple M.
Hey, Bill, you're a New South Wales boy, but you spent a career in footy. So I think some comments from NRL boss Peter Vlandis might be of interest to you.
I heard about this, Limo, saying NRL is the bigger code. Well, I think we can settle this by getting one of the biggest stars of the AFL and one of the biggest stars of the NRL together. So Big Del, Wendell Sala, will join us.
Plus, I know you've had issues with technology in the past. I'm sure your Wi-Fi will arrive soon.
Yeah.
But I had my own problems last weekend, and we'll chat about that.
Okay, and my joke will be a beauty. You'll be using it in all your upcoming gigs, and there's bloody a lot of them.
Sorry, Bill, I don't use stolen material like you. But up next, we chat to a man whose mum is a big fan of our show. It's Brisbane's Tom Duday.
Ow! Don't go too far away.
Sit, stay, and listen.
There's plenty more of Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session still to come.
I feel good.
The Lions will be looking to go one step better and win the premiership this year, hopefully off the back of their new recruit, Tom Duday.
Campbell comes to RG. They're under the pump. Big tackle applied at half forward, and he's caught holding the ball.
Duday's the man. Well, is he known for his goal kicking? He's a defender. He's going to kick this from the half forward flank. 49 metres out. Oh, he's drilled it. Oh, absolutely drilled it.
One of three goals.
Right there. One of three, not bad.
I think Ben,
God, it was a good goal, though. It was a great goal, though.
I think Ben Stratton finished his career with one. So three's not bad. Here he is, future Brisbane Lions superstar and friend of the show, Tom Duday. Hello, mate.
I'll take that. Thank you, Limo. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, Tommy, good Geelong boy here, St. Joey's school, and then played local footy there. Why didn't you ever go to Geelong, or you didn't want to, Tommy boy?
Nah, we did talk to Geelong during the draft process and got told that the late picks were I wasn't going to fall that far, so Geelong never happened. And then during the free agency stuff, it wasn't really entertained. So I also was told that you were still living down there, Bill, so I tried to stay as much as possible as far away. So I moved even further away, to be honest.
Steer clear. But just to be clear, Tom, you didn't barrack for Geelong as a kid, though, did you?
The Mighty Hawks when I was growing up. I was a massive Hawthorn man, mate.
He was a hawk. Why?
I got off at the end of the three-peat too. I timed it well. nice no, old man, massive Hawthorn. I was born with a Hawthorn scarf around my neck, basically, and didn't have a choice, to be honest.
Oh, they love their footy, mum and dad. We love Cheryl, of course.
Yes.
We've got a bit of audio here of Cheryl, your mum, just recently.
Cheryl and Lara. Oh. Is this, have we got, hang on a sec.
What?
Have we got Tom Duday's mum here, Cheryl?
You have.
Oh, go the Lions.
Hello, Cheryl. How is he going up there in Brisbane, Cheryl?
He's absolutely loving it.
So we love her, and she loves her boy, of course, Tom. But also, when you played your first game and you rang her, did she say, Tom, that is just so good?
I didn't know you could get away with that on here. Nah, yes, you did, yeah.
We're pre-recorded.
Well, she's clearly a fan of the Rush Hour. We know that. But has she made a habit of it over the years, calling into radio shows?
No, I don't think so, unless I haven't found out about him.
Right.
We got told by one of my brothers, his mate at work told him that she was on the show. So that's how we found out about it. So she kept it quiet from us. She didn't let us know she was calling in. So I, for all I know, she's calling in three times a week to different shows, and I just haven't found out. But she's very passionate about the topic. She loves making sure that kids stay competitive and keep scoring, all that sort of stuff. So she thought her voice needed to be heard, and fair enough.
Hey, now, you met the great,
who?
The GOAT, Tom Brady, in January. How was that experience? Did you get an opportunity to chew his ear off, or was it more of a photo shoot arrangement?
No, it was a quick little chat, just a g'day, how you going, and then a photo, and then nice to meet you. And he did give me a nice to meet you back, which made me melt. He's the only one on my bucket list, basically, to meet. To get to meet him was one of the biggest, best days of my life. And to be honest, it's made signing with Brisbane worth it. The rest of it's all gravy now. I'm happy with my decision. I can move on.
Did you try and did he do a pass to Lachie Neal that was as part of the function there? And were you tempted to push Lachie Neal out of the way so you could at least catch the pass?
Well, me and the Chief, Harris Andrews, we were both on the table, and we were thinking, when we were looking over at each other, we're thinking, do we go for the intercept? Do we pick the ball and run the other way for a pick six? We didn't go the courage. I will tell you, there was quite a funny story, though. One of the things they did before Brady came out was a bit of an auction. So signed jersey, signed football, all that sort of stuff. And then they auctioned off the ability to catch a ball from Brady. Ooh. So this guy puts his hand up. He pays $8,000 for his son to catch a pass from Tom Brady.
Right.
And this kid gets up there, and just by the look of him, he wasn't the most coordinated unit we've ever seen. First pass, he's sprinting full noise across the stage. Brady absolutely zings it in, bounces off his chest. He's giving him a bloody nearly a heart attack. It's hitting that hard. Bounces off, goes to Charles. Charles throws it back up there, throws a duck. He goes again, take two, take three. Fourth time, he's dropped three in a row. You think, surely Brady's just going to lob it up. The kid runs again. Brady just puts an absolute feather in there, bounces off his hand, springs through, smashes a couple of glasses behind him. And this kid, his dad's paid $8,000 for him to drop four consecutive passes from the greatest player of all time. Imagine being that kid.
Joe Danaher, it was.
No, Bill. Hey, Tom, great speaking with you again. We want to speak to you during the year because you're one of our faves now.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'd love to come back on. You just talk to my people. We'll talk to your people. We'll figure it out, Bill.
round 10 when he's playing again.
And Cheryl, you're welcome to call anytime. 1-3-3-5-3 if you're out there.
Tell me.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'll get Chez up here for it, and we can do a joint call.
Nice one.
Well done, Tom.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LASTNR.
Well, I was down in Launceston on the weekend, Bill.
Were you?
Fly in Saturday morning.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of us comedians.
Righto.
Fly in.
Oh, yes.
To do Grapes of Mirth at the Joseph Cromie Winery. It was a beautiful day down there. Wonderful gig.
How many comedians?
There were six of us.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was really good fun. But when we arrived, Merrick Watts was already down there, and he was one of the people picking us up. They had a few cars there.
Yeah.
So Tom Gleisner and I go with Merrick to go to the car he's in, right?
Yep.
Now, Merrick had arrived at the airport in this Tesla with someone else driving, and the driver got out of the Tesla and went and got another car and said, Mez, you're now driving this one.
Driving the Tesla.
So Mez jumps in the driver's seat. I'm in the passenger seat. Tom Gleisner jumps in, and then Mez looks at the car and goes, I don't know how to start this thing. And I'd never sat in a Tesla. I've sat in the back of a Tesla when it's an Uber, but I've never sat in the front.
Really big screen.
It's got nothing except that screen.
Yeah.
So we're all sitting there going, staring at it. We start playing with the screen. We go to the home section of the screen, try and find help, see if there's a start button on the screen. Then we all start just pressing different parts of the dash to see. Mez is feeling the steering wheel to see if there's a button on the steering wheel. I wish someone was filming this, to be honest with you. And then Tom Gleisner's making suggestions. I'm making suggestions.
Did you talk to it?
Mez at one point goes, hey, Tesla, start.
That's what I
like a Hey Google.
You're like a Hey Google. Yeah. And it doesn't start. And then eventually, after about 15 minutes, I Google, I'll tell you exactly what I Googled.
Yeah. How to start a Tesla?
How to drive a Tesla for the first time.
Oh.
And a YouTube clip comes up. And they talk you through it and they show you. And you get Teslas have like a little, kind of like a credit card or a swipe card, and you just put it on a little bit of the console.
Oh,
you just have to put it on the right part of the console, and then it starts. Right.
Oh, mate, could have told you that, by the way.
He could have told us that. We had no idea. We had everything there. I mean, we could have gone on Facebook. We could have watched Netflix.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful map there telling us where to go. We could not go anywhere.
Map of Tassie. It would have been.
It was.
So, did you get going?
We got going eventually.
Oh,
yeah, we got going eventually.
That.
But Merrick couldn't work out how to stop it. So he's still driving around Launceston now, waiting for the battery to run out. But I thought this technology got the better of us on this occasion.
Oh, yeah.
So on 1-3-3-5-3, we'd love to hear from you. When has technology got the better of you?
Hello, Jono.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good. Yeah,
good.
When has technology got the better of you?
Billy, you'll love this one. So I used to work for one of the big telcos, and I used to organise to move people's homegrown internet when they moved house.
Yep.
Had this old bloke call up who was in Brighton, and he was just moving from one mansion to the other, and he calls up and he goes, "Oh, my phone's not working. I've had to use my mobile, which I'd never used because it's too expensive." I'm like, "Oh yeah, no worries." And I looked at it and he goes, did you tell us that you were moving so we could move your services across to the new address? And he said, "Well, no, you should know that already."
Oh, how?
And I was like, "Well, mate, no, that's not how it works." And this went on for about a month, I think, before he was finally able to get his internet connected. But, yeah, I reckon that's probably up your alley, Bill.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
That's what's up your alley, Bill. thank you, Jono.
What did he just say?
What did he say?
Yeah.
Well, he said the bloke moved and didn't realise he had to tell Telstra that he was moving.
Oh. Movie service. They
and should. Now he's moved, saying, where's my service? And Telstra's like, well, we don't know.
Should, Telstra should know that.
Was it you that moved house, Bill? Was it Bill on the phone? Let's go to Troy in Pakapunyal.
That's not Pakapunyal, is it?
It's Pakapunyal. How you going, fellas? Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, good on you, Troy.
A couple of weeks ago on a Friday, Arvo, I was trying to make a phone call from my desk phone, and I'm dialing away, and I've got no dial tone, and it's not working. So I hang up, pick it back up, dial again. Nah, doesn't work. Hang up. It was a good 2 or 3 minutes of doing this, I reckon. Mm. It's Friday afternoon. I'm cooked. I'm just ready for the weekend. I finally realised I'm using the numpad on my computer's keyboard to try and dial my desk phone.
Oh, what an idiot.
What a dickhead.
Yeah, what a dickhead.
Good stuff, Troy.
What a dickhead.
Good stuff. Sue in Melton, when did technology get the better of you?
Well, we had a girls' night and we got pretty drunk in the kitchen and we're listening to music on Google. And at the end of the night, my girlfriend's trying to shut Google up and she's going, hey, Google, turn off. Hey, Google. And because she was pissed, like, Google wasn't understanding. and this went on for like half an hour. And
hey, we're Google.
And we ourselves laughing. And, yeah, it didn't turn off. So Google's no good for drunk people.
Because Google's got standards.
Quote, because she was pissed.
Yeah.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at MMM Rush Hour.
Liam Owen's up in Sydney and he is joined by the voice of Triple M Rush Hour Sydney and the Prince of Sydney himself, Wendell Saylor.
Our next guest was a superstar across league and union, both in Australia and worldwide.
The kick is perfect. Saylor's over. Saylor's in the corner.
And it appears nothing's changed.
So I had to go into the Sydney studios at Triple M to do our show.
Yes.
I look out. I said, that's the Dell with an entourage the like of which I've never seen before. He had 7 blokes hanging off him.
I'm not one to pump my own tyres, but I'm a big deal all around Australia.
Oh, listen.
Please welcome Wendell Saylor.
Oh, here he is. Yeah. Wendell
Saylor.
Thanks for joining the show, mate.
Man, I love you guys. I love what you do, and I just love the way that you carry yourself. So you guys are my blueprint.
Right. Well, Wendell, or Dell, we should say.
Or Jermaine.
Yes.
Billy and I, imagine our surprise yesterday when we heard Peter Volandis say that the NRL is already bigger than the AFL and is the number one sport in the country. At AFL, sad AFL, he said.
He did.
To quote Donald Trump, he said, sad, poor AFL. Nobody used to be. It's number 2. NRL's the greatest.
Yeah,
is that the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard?
Look, I think he's a really good salesman. I've never seen a person hold 2 jobs at that level. And Peter Volandis, you know, he's done a really good job. People love him. They call him Sir Peter Volandis in rugby league.
Yes.
But I know myself because I love all sport. And AFL, we copy so much from AFL. You guys are about to invest $1 billion in the grassroots. And then all of a sudden, we're going to invest $1 billion in the grassroots. So I think we're copying everything that you're doing. And I've got to say, even though I'm a staunch rugby league man and played a bit of rugby, my AFL, I think it sets a standard in Australian sport.
Well said, Wendell. Yeah. I've just got some figures here. Club memberships, okay? AFL of the 18 clubs, 1.2 million. The NRL, 300,000.
Oh, that's
crowds.
A win.
Crowds. This is finals and everything from last year. AFL, 8.1 million. NRL, 4. The broadcast deal, this is a big one. The AFL, the broadcast deal, this is TV only for the AFL, 4.5 billion.
Yeah.
For the NRL, 2 billion, but that's TV and radio.
And then
bum sniffers, a lot of them. Hey, now you're a big deal. You know that, Wendell.
Yep, I do.
I can't believe that you're still in Sydney. You're not going to Vegas, and Gus has got a ticket to Vegas.
Look, I'm happy for Gus to go.
No,
Gus
does
a lot. Yes, I am. Gus does a lot of great work, and you know what? He can go. Him and Hugh Jackman are going to be there. They're staying in a two-bedroom apartment. But you know what? To be honest, if I probably didn't have to visit HR 18 months ago, I probably could have got a trip. So I'm happy to stay.
Okay.
Could there be any trouble at all with the NRL going to Vegas and playing games there? What's going to happen, Del?
Well, mate, even the Brisbane Broncos, I rung Alan Langer last week and I go, mate, what are you doing up there? Because my son obviously is doing a good job. That Tristan's up there.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, you need to come up there and talk to the boys about behaving themselves. He goes, no, the boys are okay. So if they're getting in trouble here, there wasn't much in it. But, mate, when you go to Vegas, you've got all the journos there, you've got all the sponsors, you've got everyone's going to be all over them. But I reckon they're going to behave themselves. And also, my best mate, Anthony Seibold, he's the coach of Manly. Remember he fell asleep in Macca's last year?
He did. He was tired, having his burger.
He was overworked. That was his problem.
Yeah.
So, okay, Del, put yourself in the shoes of a current NRL player, right?
Yep.
Not too hard for you.
No.
You're 2 days out from a game in Vegas.
Yeah.
You're in your hotel room.
Yep.
One of your teammates gives you a buzz and says, should we just sneak downstairs for a quick pint?
No, you don't. You just don't. Because with the cameras and the phones and that, you just don't. Because it's supposed to be a five-year deal, I think. So the boys have got to understand they're the first four teams to go. You don't want to stuff for everyone else going forward. I think, you know, another 4 years of this would be unbelievable. So I'm backing the boys not to get in trouble.
Yeah, grab a slab and come to my room. That's what you do, Del, don't you? Just in the room.
Billy, you just wait till after the game. This is one thing that I've learned now is that...
Oh, you've learned now, have you?
Yeah.
Righto. What have you learned now, Del?
Well, you just got to be disappointed. You can't get FOMO early. Like, I know a couple of days out before a test match or something or an Origin, Lottie would go, mate, let's go for a beer. And I'd go, oh, yeah, no one will notice. So me and Lottie sitting in a bar in Bondi, you know, just having a look around to see how many girls are around. No, I'm joking, but it's true. But now we've learned our lesson, you know. We're getting a bit older, me and Lottie, so yeah. But you know, there's too many cameras now, mate, and everyone's taking a picture. Everyone wants to you know, be a journo or be in media.
Well, Del, nice to know you're on the same page as us.
Yeah, I am. You know what? Even if we're going to expand rugby league, we have to go to Perth. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
Take North Sydney and put them in Perth. And, you know, we want to be a national game. We're not a national game.
Wendell Saylor, we have to let you get back to your own rush hour Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to carry this show, honestly. Jude Bolton's away. Wade Graham's in here. And just, Gus, mate, just get on my shoulders, brother, and I'll carry you, mate.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host, Limo.
Most shows, what they do on a Friday is reflect on the show as a whole.
Yes.
And look at the highlights from across the week. Not us.
Highlights.
No, we have the idiot final here, Bill.
We do.
And this is where we lean on our man on the pots and pans.
Maddie. In the booth.
Yeah.
In the booth. And he's got his work. You know what this is like for Maddie?
Mm.
You know when you see people working on in a factory,
yes.
And on one of those,
like a conveyor belt,
like a line in a factory, and they've got to take out all the faulty Nikes or whatever.
Yes.
They're just all day just looking for the bung item that's going on. Well, that's what Maddie does with this
What's
show.
What's he talking about?
He's talking about you.
The show rolls across in front of him on a conveyor belt, and he pulls out all of Bill's highlights.
He does.
So
from across the week. Now, it's a lot for him.
Jeez, build up.
I know. It's a lot for him. So what he does now is he likes to put it to music.
Oh.
Bring it to life a little bit, Bill.
And it's called?
And it's called The Idiot Song.
Yes, we got there.
We got there. And it's very themed this week. Pearl Jam and Daughter. Bill's update quiz coming up next.
How's this song start again? Breakfast table in an otherwise empty. We're going to talk footy in 1 hour with Carl.
Yes.
Who?
Carl Toomey. Also a prize. A price freeze. Freeze. Hard to say that. Tries to make her proud. Yeah. The go down, it's in her head. Mums and daughters and dads walking around in cowboy boots and silhouette, is it? What are those sparkles and all that?
Hang on, don't let him back.
Little dresses, all that. It was fantastic.
Sequin.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Sequin. Don't call
me. I got to say.
How long was that? 20, 40, 45, 6, 7 years ago.
How many numbers did you just say?
20, 45, 6, 7 years ago.
You and Griffin Logue, of course, who played together as kids. You've come to North and now you're just inseparable.
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 Right.
Yes. Anyway.
Very close. He cares about his players. He really does.
He very
100%.
Caring. He would absolutely do anyone. He'd do anything. He'd do anything for anyone.
How well do you know him?
Hey, your chance to win a double pass to see Pearl Jam. Tickets back on sale till Friday. Your chance coming up after 5 on the road.
You ready, Vetter?
It's a what?
Sorry, you didn't see.
hang on. Who was that?
Eddie Vedder.
Is that Eddie Vedder?
Yeah. Was it?
That's how he sounds. He doesn't know me.
You sound like an English detective. Oh, very nice.
Very good, Maddie.
Don't call me.
That's it. I've got it now. It's
the extended mix.
Probably would have been better if I got it 3 days ago. You got a little cameo in there.
No, I did
Limo,
indeed.
Limo, well done.
I can't believe I got it mentioned in the idiot song. Well done, though, Matty. Wonderful job.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Of all the jokes Billy Brownless told this week,
this better be good.
This was certainly one of them.
All right, have you got something funny?
On Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, who's the bloke that sent me these? I've got to say thank you. I'll work it out. Little Johnny was in class, Limo.
Oh, little Johnny makes me nervous,
yes,
perhaps.
Same. And the teacher said, "What does your father do, little Johnny?" "He's a magician." "Oh, how interesting is that? What's his favourite trick?" "Well, he saws people in half." "Wow, that must be amazing to watch, little Johnny. By the way, do you have any brothers or sisters?" "Yeah, I got one half brother and two half sisters." Thank you.
I'll pay that.
I'm going to have a beer.
He's celebrating.
He's celebrating. He said it 6 months ago, but he's celebrating. It's it.
That is a classic mic drop right there. Straight
he's
out the
strutting.
Door.
He's strutting.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Don't forget to tip your waitress. We'll be here all week.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. The best of JB, Billy and Limo.
It can't get much better, to be honest.
And even though they're going, you can still take them with you wherever you go. Download the Listener app and add JB and Billy to your favourites. I feel good! Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits. Triple M.